Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Does the Bible talk about real places? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. If you listen to this show regularly, you probably know that Eric and I were recently in Israel, and we did a program where we talked about some of the places that we had seen while we were over there in the Holy Land. While we were over there, we had the pleasure of having a good friend of ours, Joel Kramer, who is going to school in Jerusalem to get his degree in archaeology, and he was able to spend a considerable amount of time with us visiting some of these Old Testament sites. And so tell us a little bit about what your idea was when filming, Joel. Why did you want to do that?
Well, the last time we visited Israel in 2013, I did a number of videos with Joel, but I did not have good sound because the wind gets in the way, background noise, and so the videos came off fine, but I wanted to try it one more time, and I bought a special Bluetooth microphone that attaches to Joel, and it's wireless, so I can actually be 50 feet away, and the sound comes in very good, and I've experimented with this throughout these past couple of years. And I wanted to do this with Joel. So I asked if it would be okay if I filmed him wherever we went. And he said, no problem. And he knew that we were going to put this up. So we have put together 16 episodes from sites all over Israel, especially in the West Bank. And these are places typically that tourists don't go to. And what I did as a mission, I did not get a chance to shoot many pictures photographically, but rather I just took my camera and I followed him everywhere he went. And what I'm going to present on our website once a week, I'm going to put a new video up that will talk about some of these places. And so I'm pretty excited that the video footage came off decently. It's not Hollywood. Don't expect to have a professional short here. It's done the best I could in my own way of doing it, but the sound comes off great regardless of shaky cameras and all the rest. And I think anybody who would want to watch these will learn a lot about the Bible. And as you introduced the show, Bill, that these are real places, and Joel would show us by opening up his Bible at each of the sites and reading right out of the Bible, and you look around and you see exactly what the Bible was saying.
One of the things I think we ought to mention is that Joel has studied under Shimon Gibson, and Shimon Gibson is a very well-respected archaeologist over in Jerusalem. He wrote a book on the final days of Jesus, outlining where Jesus probably would have gone from his route near Galilee to eventually Jerusalem. I read his book. I found it to be fascinating. But Shimon is an atheist, and because he's an atheist, when he gets to the portion about the resurrection, I thought he kind of chickened out and said, well, kind of like, I'll leave that up to you. But I think what's important to know is that a lot of people think that they can go over to Jerusalem and study archaeology, and it's going to have their faith enhanced. But that's not always the case, and why is that? Because biblical archaeology, as Joel explained to us, has really been hijacked by secularists.
And that's a word he used, too, is hijacked.
He did. And he also used the word secularists. And what that means is you have a lot of people who will use the Bible to go and find certain things that are mentioned in the Bible, but then they use what they find to try to discredit the very Bible that got them to find the place that they're at, which I found was fascinating. We see this example among a lot of what I would consider to be the well-known archaeologists. This would include people like Kathleen Kenyon and such. But what Joel does is he uses the Bible, as you have mentioned, to show geographically that it does describe the lay of the land quite accurately.
He talked about giving the Bible the benefit of the doubt. And in fact, the first episode, which is up right now on our website, mrm.org, if you go to the very top, click there, you'll see our first episode. It's I. And he talked about the three possibilities for I. This is one of the sites we can't know for sure which one is the correct place. But what he did is he took us to the place that he believes is the right spot, and no tourist buses around, nobody goes to this site. And then he pointed out some landmarks with Ai and neighboring Bethel, and he was able to show us, based on what the Bible had to say, how this fit the geography as described in the Bible. And I mean, I'm blown away. When we went over to Bethel, you and I had not been to Bethel before, and it's not more than a mile away, and you can see the minaret of the mosque not far away, and he used that as the reference point. And then going over to Bethel and reading the different passage about Bethel and its relationship to Ai, it all came together for me. And I hope that by doing this series and having the people who listen to our show go onto our website and hear this, that it will increase your faith of the Bible much more than allowing somebody who's a secularist come and destroy your faith by telling you things that aren't always accurate.
Yeah, it's all about interpretation. We understand that. It's not an exact science. It's all in how you interpret what has actually been discovered. And of course, if you have an agenda to try and disprove what the Bible has to say, then naturally that bias can easily float to the top. You could say the same argument if you want to try and prove the Bible, that you could do the same thing. We admit that. That's certainly a potential probability involved in this. But what I found fascinating with Joel is he really, as you said, he wants to give the Bible the benefit of the doubt and let the word speak for itself. And unfortunately, as he mentioned in one of his talks that he was giving to us, sadly, a lot of Christians get very dismayed when they hear these secularists explain what they have found on some of these sites and how they think it doesn't really match the biblical message.
Now, I just want to tell the audience a little bit about Joel. He used to be a pastor over at Main Street Church in Brigham City, and he was finding, as he writes on his website, that a lot of people who were leaving Mormonism were going straight over to agnosticism or even atheism. And he said he recognized the importance of providing information about the truth of the Bible. So he ends up moving over to Israel with his family. Not an easy thing to do. And become a student and being involved in a number of archaeological projects. And he has produced, I mean, we have sold a number of his DVDs. I'll just give you a list of some of them. He's done Jericho on Earth. It's a great video if you want to understand better about the dating of Jericho and how the story of Jericho does coincide with what the Bible states as facts, that it really did happen in the 15th century BC. He also did one on the Jesus tomb on Mask. And he said the two biggest problems that people said with the New Testament and the Old Testament, for the New Testament, this tomb of Jesus that supposedly was found. And in that video, he decimates that argument. And then for the Old Testament, people kept saying Jericho proves that it could not have been a biblical site, and that's what he did with Jericho on Earth. And he's done a number of videos as well on Mormonism, such as the Bible versus Joseph Smith, the Bible versus the Book of Mormon, DNA versus the Book of Mormon, quality things. You can go on his website at sourceflix.com, that's F-L-I-X, sourceflix.com, and read more about what he has. But he is not a slouch. You mentioned Shimon Gibson. He has a great relationship with his professor and has even convinced him on several archaeological points that his professor has admitted. You're right on that.
And I think that's what's fascinating about this whole series that you put together, just listening to how Joel explains the geography of a lot of these sites. And there's, as we said, several of these videos that you have put together. We have 16 different places that we visit in the Holy Land. And this would include, as you said, Ai and Bethel, Jericho, Jacob's Well, Shechem, which is in modern day Nablus. We have Joseph's tomb, Samaria, Mount Gerizim. We were on top of Mount Gerizim looking down on ancient Shechem, where the archaeological dig is located. And you could see where it lies in relation where Joseph's tomb is believed to be, as well as Jacob's Well. You can actually see where they are in relation to each other. And then there's Shiloh, or as we would say in America, Shiloh, which of course is where the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, was set up for nearly 400 years. When you go out to the dig at Shiloh, there's only really one area where the tent could have been set up that is flat for that temporary place of meeting.
Now, it was there for four centuries, and we were able to see the actual holes that perhaps the tent was being held with. I mean, the poles would have been
in the rock.
In the rock itself. So, I mean, to me, that was just fascinating, because here we are thousands of years later, and we can still feel those holes and see where that would have been. He had a special interest in the Praetorium in Jerusalem because he actually dug there with Shimon Gibson. And so he gave good evidence, I think, in episode 11 to show why this is a really good site for where Jesus would have been sentenced. And other places. One of my favorites was Hebron, the very last place that we visited, because there was a lot of tension there with all the Jewish settlement that's gone in there. And there was an anniversary of a killing that took place back in
1994.
Yeah. And so everybody was on high alert there. But to see Abraham's resting place in the tomb of the patriarchs was, something that most tourists are not going to get to see.
Yeah, a lot of people don't go inside these buildings because they just don't go into the West Bank. But we were in the mosque area where they have what they call cenotaphs. And a cenotaph is a monument to a person who has died. It's kind of like a tomb, but there's no one in it. And so they have these cenotaphs in memorial of Abraham and Isaac and so forth at this place. Quite fascinating. Now, the cave of Machpelah, of course, is below where these cenotaphs are located in this big Herodian building that was built around it.
So the average episode is going to last anywhere from maybe 10 minutes to as long as 30 minutes. I tried to include everything that he said at these particular sites, but I also include maps of each of the places. So you don't even have to know where it is. When you watch these videos, we'll show you exactly what city we're in and where that is in relationship to Jerusalem and the rest. But if you would like to watch these one a week, we're going to do a new one each week. This first week, we are doing episode 1. It's on I. It's 17 minutes long. You just need to go onto our website at the very top and click the button, and you can watch that video and then come back to our website every week to see the other episodes.
And we strongly encourage you to check that out. As Eric has said, there's going to be one new video every single week covering a different area of the Holy Land. And I think it's really going to strengthen your faith to see how the Bible does match the geography.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Would you like to know more about the Mormon religion while learning how to share your Christian faith? Well, on Saturday, April 25th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be delivering their Compassionate Boldness Symposium, Part 2, in Payson, Utah. This free PowerPoint presentation includes teaching about the role of Mormon prophets, the Book of Abraham, the LDS doctrine of eternal progression, and what Mormon leaders have taught regarding exaltation and godhood. While it is part two, you don't need to have attended the first part. Now, in addition, Bill will also speak on the new Mormon temple on Friday, April 24th at 7 p.m. If you'd like directions or more information to Payson Bible Church, simply go to mrm.org. Once again, that's mrm.org. And then click on the link that says calendar, located right there at the upper left-hand side of the homepage. As always, we truly hope to see you there.